Hello, motherfunkers.
Hello, you muddy funsters.
We are again at my house, aren't we, Shirley?
We are. She's just fed me a spud and tuna sweet corn. Feel like a toddler. It was lovely.
Thank you, Shirley. It's sort of a backhanded compliment, isn't it? It's hospital food. Good hospital food. Good fodder.
Good hospice fodder. I mean, shall we start with the terrible sad news?
Let's. I was Tina Turner, the late, the great. I have to say, and I was thinking about this last night because I watched the news. I actually watched Sky News as soon as I found out about it. The amount of times I nearly went to A&E.
For impersonating
her. I remember there was one occasion, Shirley, where I was actually asleep. I was in a very deep slumber, and you woke me to do my Tina Turner. And this is when we lived together in Camberwell. And Shirley said, no, you must, the people they want. When she says the people, I think there are like four people half asleep on the sofa. And I stood up on a chair and then as a result fell down. I think fractured my elbow, didn't I?
Yeah.
I thought, do I go to A&E? Do I not? And
then or do you push on through with private dancing?
And I did that. That's what I did. It's so sad. I can't believe it. Especially when I think about the life that she led.
Yeah, it's so sad, but yet it's just so glorious, her life, in terms of what she achieved, the legacy she left. I mean, at least she made it to 83. I was just listening to Radio 4 earlier of her talking about her demise before she got her illness. And she just said, I'm looking forward to death. Don't get me wrong, I don't want to die now, but I'm looking forward to death. I did what I came to do. And I thought, gosh, isn't that something?
It's amazing. And Viola Davis she had so many massive A-listers talking about her yesterday, giving one-liners, the Queen of Rock and Soul, that was Mick Jagger, and Viola Davis saying, oh my God, the heavens are going to get an angel tonight. You know, an angel's being delivered. And it's so sweet. And there wasn't one person nobody had a bad word to say about Tina.
Oh, no, they said even the people who worked for her saying she was the most generous, kindest person to everyone. She gave us everything. She paid for everything. And in return, we gave her everything. And you know that Mick Jagger, his high kicks were inspired by Tina's high kicks.
Of course.
So he just swiped it.
The best legs in the show business.
Yeah, we went to see her live.
We saw her live.
At the O2.
We had those legs
in our
faces.
Your dad got a private box.
I know, it was so nice. It was such... Listen, it's amazing, but she lived a very full life. And to think about where she came from, that, you know, having been married to that brute of a man. And then at least she did serve out her last years on the Zurich Lake, you know, with her lovely husband. What gave her a kidney? Did you know that?
I didn't know that it was her husband that gave her a kidney.
Yeah, that and another piece of information a little bit more closer to home, also linked to Tina Turner. Eileen Phillips choreographed Tina Turner's private dancer in the 80s in the Rivoli Ballrooms in Brockley.
Oh, in Brockley.
Yeah, and she was just talking about what an amazing person she was. The place was absolutely derelict, falling apart, and she was just there, humble, talking to everyone, gave it 110%, was really interested in everything. Listen, I have to say... the world is a sadder place without her. But she's left her music.
Oh, we'll always have her music.
We will always remember those legs. The week for you, Shirley. Highs and lows, mainly the lows.
Oh, gosh, guys. I think it's week six now of my vestibular breakdown, of my vestibular flare-up. I just don't know what to say. I had, on Monday, I had an attack coming on and I'd been told by the willing partner, she said, okay, this week I just cannot be disturbed Monday or Wednesday. Those are my 2 days I have to work. And I looked at my watch, my Casio, £9.99, and I just saw it was a Monday as I was having an attack. So I just rang her, just going, I don't know what's happening. This is just awful. It was one of the worst attacks I've ever had. Oh, guys, I can't explain what happens. It's like a force comes on top of you and throws you, like the weight of a house comes on top of you and just throws you across the room. And just you just start everything spinning inside, spinning on the outside, and you just need to vomit and other and just over a can the whole time. And what did you do, Shirley?
Well, I sent for help. I sent out quick text messages. And fortunately, our amazing friend / editor came to your rescue. She said, right, I'm in North London. And I thought, oh, gosh. But she said, I can get there in 25 minutes. I thought, what? How are you getting there?
So I get a text just saying, she's just finishing a voiceover. She'll be with you from North London. Bear in mind, I live in South. And my heart just sank. First it soared. You know, Jess is coming to save the day. Heart soared. And then it sank.
But she was there. Good
time. She got there, really. What happens when you're having one of these attacks as well is that you lose all sense of time. So you'll be there for hours and you'll have no idea because you just enter this sort of hellish vortex of just
misery. Just explain where your children were and what they were doing.
That's what was really freaking me out, because I had to pick up my son from nursery and I can't even open my eyes. You know, I just about, you know, make the call and then you have to throw the phone on the floor and then you're just stuck holding on to the rug on the floor because you feel as though you're just being thrown about and yet you aren't. It's so weird.
That's horrible.
And then just vomiting into a bowl. There's nothing left. You know, I'd been at Shirley. She hadn't fed me lunch. No spud that day. And so I'm just like retching into a bowl. And then I'm thinking, my daughter's next door sleeping. She's going to wake up in half an hour. Who's going to pick up my son? And you just, the anxiety is just through the roof. And
But
I was saved. I was saved.
You were saved. But also what made me laugh that evening is I just said to Shirley, how are you? Let me know. And she's left me a voice note where she actually just broke down.
Okay, wait.
Let me just explain. She just broke down. She went, no, I can't. I just... And then her winning partner comes and goes, oh, no, darling, you can't just be leaving this message for her. That is awful. Just hang up. Hang up for her now. Goes, oh, no, it's so funny, but she's going to find it funny. And I was finding it funny, although obviously I had tears in my eyes. Just hang up now. And then... Sorry, I did leave you a voice note where I was having a breakdown, but I've deleted that. I thought, no, you really didn't.
My winning partner just looked. She goes, don't worry, I've deleted it. I go, did she get that or didn't she get that?
I got both. And then laughter through to tears. It is sad. So, yeah, on we go, Shirley, on we go. And tomorrow's show is going to be wonderful, whatever the weather.
Whatever the weather. Now, do you know that the first post-birth retreat for new mums has been set up in New York?
Post-birth retreat?
So you, as soon as you give birth, instead of going home where you have to fend for yourself and you feel really homesick and lonely and scared and, you know, your prolapse is about to hit the floor, you get whisked off, you and your partner get whisked off to a luxury hotel where you just have massages, foot rubs and therapy on tap. So right. It's like practical and psychological support. On tap 24 hours a day. They clean out your breast pump. They prepare you nutritional foods. They draw you New York. They draw you perineal spritz baths and dunk you in, and they take your baby.
It's like something out of my God. What's that Rachel Weisz thing we've been watching?
Oh yes, Dead Ringers.
Did you bother to look at prices? Or
yeah, of course I did. You know I'm always interested in case I go for a third. $680 per night for a seven-night stay. I don't think it's that outrageous. I don't.
I love it. Every week there's some sort of amazing recommendation. I mean, where was it last week? It was Austria.
The Mayer Clinic.
Yeah, and then this week it's New York. It's fine. I wouldn't say... I just don't know how accessible they are for our listeners, but I mustn't underestimate our listeners.
Oh, you never know.
You never know. It's good to know they exist.
Yeah, exactly. They start expensive, but soon there might be, you know...
A bootleg one in Lewisham that we could all go to.
Bootleg one in Lewisham.
A quick whip round in case you do have that third, or indeed another... couple if you're going for twins. This week has been a pig for many reasons, but I can't wait, because let me just go straight to my winner, which is the fact that we are nearly, it's nearly the bank holiday, and in a couple of days' time I will hopefully be on that plane to Italy. I thought, my gosh, what am I going to do? I forgot that my nearly two-year-old doesn't have his own seat, and he's just going to be bouncing on my bladder/fanny bone for 2 hours and 25. Yeah. What am I going to do? If it's not mine, it's obviously my husband's ball sack. He's just going to be bouncing on. So I've obviously there is the screen. We can go to the iPad, but the kids never have the iPad in the day. They just don't. Which doesn't mean to say that we don't do it in the day. Of course we can, but once we pull out the iPad, there's nowhere to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking of, and what I've looked at, and what my son played with at someone's house at the weekend, is something called the Bee Toy Buckle Sensory Pillow. Mm-hmm. Got it on Amazon, £15.99. It literally is, I've got it upstairs, it's a pillow with lots of different buckles to go across. Hopefully that's going to keep him entertained for at least 25 minutes. So all I've got is 2 hours to contend with.
Yeah, you'll get 25 minutes max. That's the thing with all these gimmicky things. I mean, I bought the activity book, so each one had buckles, zips, things like this. And another one is like shapes.
Yeah, exactly. I looked at that.
Shapes. Yeah, it's fair enough.
25 minutes, am I getting it?
I get less. She's far more interested in sort of like, you know...
Your phone.
Phone.
I know, your one's really interested in your phone. She's really interested in Coco Melon. She kept saying to me on Sunday, look.
She likes car keys and mobile phones.
Keith.
She's so Lewisham, actually.
Look. I said, yeah, no, she's very Lucian, but she's very cute. Anyway, so, okay, so that's 25 minutes. So I just need to fill another 2 hours. So if anyone else has any suggestions, I mean, snacks, sure.
Snacks, you just walk them up and down a few times.
I know, but I don't want to do that.
I know. It's only two. I don't have much sympathy for you. Two hours is absolutely nothing.
I've got the lowercase letters, 3 to 5 year olds for my son. He can just whip through that. He's a very different kettle of fish, though. That's fine. BJ's having another.
Can you believe it?
Disgusting. Grotesque.
He's about to do time, isn't he?
Is he? Well, he's always just about to do time because he's coming out of his huge house. I don't know. They're never going to lock him up because they can't be bothered. He's just too much of a clown. But I just don't understand what she's doing. Just having... I mean, if you like it, then you should have put a hood on it, surely. Why is he just having more and more children? He can't count the amount that he's got already.
It's disgusting.
Isn't it? But do you think that she's doing it because she thinks, if I have, say, 4... he's definitely not going to leave me? Because I think the more you have, the more likely he is to walk.
The more she has, the more benefits she can claim.
Do you think that's what it is? Do you think it's a money thing? What do you think?
I have no idea. But maybe she's Catholic. Maybe she doesn't believe in contraception. I don't. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know what they're up to, but it's bloody gross.
Okay, well, let's see. She's got a boy and a girl. She's hashtag blessed already. What's she going to go for, another boy? My hair's looking a lot like his son's at the moment.
No, you just need a bit of brown in there, a bit of dye.
And a bit of serum.
A bit of moisture. And some straighteners.
Yeah.
Be absolutely fine. Do you know that Shakira is begging Tom Cruise to leave her alone? He's got his sights set on her. She's
Shakira,
obsessed.
They're the same height though, aren't they?
She's considerably shorter, imagine.
Okay. How short is she?
She's tiny. Guys, I would know this because I actually have picked up Shakira and spun her around in my arms. I know, it sounds a bit mad, but I have. Because back in 2005, wow. I was actually presenting the MTV Awards.
That's representing, almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, I know. I was representing the Middle East, and the MTV Awards were being held in Lisbon. And I don't know how I got the gig, but I got the gig. And there I was with all the press. I was there with France, Greece, America, and the UK. And there I was, the Middle East, and all the stars were coming out. I mean, I can't tell you, it wasn't just Shakira. But I had to, those are stories for another time. But when I saw Shakira, because she is part Lebanese, and I said, why are you always denying your Arabic side, you know? And she goes, no, I love my Lebanese side. Anyway, so then she is tiny. She is pint-sized, but she's so, so cute. What compelled me to then pick her up and spin her round, I'll never know. But I did. She's pint-sized, but she's fabulous. Yeah, and he's just really... She's 46. He's 61.
He's sweet on her. Are they actually going out?
No, not at all. He just will not stop bombarding her. And he's got his eyes, his sights set on her. And she's just like going, look, I know we talked. That you're mistaking that connection for something more. It was just, I think you're a nice guy, but back the fuck off.
Crikey.
Would you go with a Scientologist? Would that bother you? Would you factor it in?
Yeah, it'd be quite a bit, because they're mad, aren't they?
I know why.
Yeah, it'd be a bit of a blow. Yeah, I just don't...
I just think that's a real turn-off.
He would also come up to my kneecap. That's also a slight blow. But anyway, listen, fine. I mean, it's poor Shakira, but I'm sure she's okay. Or do we need to send in security? Send in the ladies?
Send in the ladies.
I think so.
Those hits don't lie.
They don't. So because we've had sort of erratic rehearsals this week, and I've done various other jobs and whatever, I literally have been getting to that stage where I feel like quite a guilty parent, because what I do is every morning, I don't even tell the parent that I'm dropping off my son at the door. I go, just ring the bell, and then when it opens, you're just going to go in. No, take the scooter. Don't. Give me a kiss now. Yeah, go up to the front step. Yeah, ring the bell. And as soon as it opens, you just go, thanks so much. Thank you so much. Love you. Literally,
do you do that? That. You just drop off your child
and yesterday, because I didn't have time to text. I was already on the bike. I'm dropping them off at the moment, so I've got my youngest on my back, and he's in the, you know, his bike, and he's on the pavement. I'm the road, and I think, oh, I forgot to text, and it's already whatever it is, 8:15, and so I just get there. Going, is that okay? Thanks so much. Bye. I have to repay these people in some way.
You
or
take
other.
Their kids, and when you get some time,
huh?
Well, you're.
Eh?
You're depositing
Eh? I know. That's what seems like no.
Tip for tat.
It's not for me.
Not for you.
It's not for me.
No, you I just haven't got the time.
I'm not, was I their gifts. What am I going to do with them? No, I could do. Or I could just bring, I'm going to bequeath a flower, a nice hamper, a nice sort of hamper that I might put together. But I have to.
Just with some odds and sods in the cupboard. Yeah. You can't afford a hamper. They're bloody expensive, you know. I always think hampers are a nice thing to receive.
But then out of the things you get in the hampers, you only really are interested in probably about a third.
Now, I'm not talking about piccalilli and all that shit. Sometimes you have to, you know.
What are you talking about? A sort of ham hock.
Well, you can get the ones where you get a nice charcuterie and you get a nice lump of cheese and a bottle of wine and some nice crisps and the olives.
Yeah, but there's always a third that you don't really like. Either you don't like the flavour or you don't like the textures. Just saying. Guys, if you've got any thoughts about hampers, please do write in. Where would you go? Where would you go if you were going to get a hamper? Boys. Where would you go for a hamper?
So there's a local one, Jones of Broccoli, but they really do stick to local postcodes, so you can't really go beyond that. And where is another one?
I'm not expecting necessarily delivery. You really won't get any deliveries out of Peckham because Peckham people like to serve Peckham people and Peckham prices. No. I don't mind going and putting it in the car and delivering, you know, old school. Okay.
But why don't you make up your own hamper then?
Listen, you know who you are helping me out with my child at the moment. I will repay you in kind, in buttons and beans very, very soon. When you go swimming, as in when you go on holiday, what do you wear? Do you wear a one-piece swimming costume? Or do you wear two-piece? Or do you just go tits out?
It's get your tits out.
Get your tits out.
It's interesting you say that because I think this will be the first year that I don't do a two-piece. Although it's a shame not to get my six-pack out.
That was such a shame. For the boys and the girls. Because I was thinking, identify as other. You absolutely must.
Because I've been looking at just one-pieces really, and I just think it's. Listen. I don't have like a big belly only because I don't drink and I don't take sugar, but what I do suffer from,
I just have a really tight sort of really taut, quite slim, hard, tummy.
Do you remember I used to go around going, go on, touch that, fucking Flinders Road, kill that.
Yeah.
But what I do have is very loose skin. My pregnancies, and whilst no one else gives a shit, when I just bend down and sit, I just don't like it. I look down, I just don't enjoy in the same way that I used to enjoy. So I think I'm going to go for the one piece. But can I just say, listeners, it's amazing how much, because the difference I know when I do reintroduce alcohol, how quickly my belly comes back. Equally, couldn't give a shit, but it's just interesting how quickly it retreats once you stop. But it's boring, isn't it? It's a bit dull. So I'm going to go for the one piece. And I was seeing some nice sort of, what's that waffly nice material? I saw a nice coral peach one, but you need a good tan.
I saw exactly the same one. That's exactly the one that I'm looking at the moment. Hunza. Yeah. Hunza G.
Maybe. Yeah. It's in my boutique.
No, I tell you why. I tell you why. They have them everywhere. I tell you why I'm talking to you about Hunza G. Because I'll pull it up on my phone so we can just agree or disagree. And I saw exactly that colour. And I think the reason why, they only have one size.
Yes, one size.
Which I find very, very odd.
It's exactly that
one.
Yeah, exactly.
That one. We can both wear the same one. Yeah. You can have your flat stomach. I can have my baggy one. So, what? But size, it says this will fit size 6 to 16. Which I think is weird.
It's the material, isn't it? It's that really, because it's it gets skin, it's waffly. So you'll have yours will stretch out because you're going to put it in both directions. And mine will kind, be quite sort of crinkly, I think.
That's kind, isn't it?
I don't know, whatever gets you through.
Winner.
My winner is that despite going to hell and back, to Hull and back, there always does seem to be a guardian angel out there for me. There really does. And I'm just so, so grateful to the people that help in these situations because, you know, one day I'm sure I'll become unstuck, but let's not think about that. So I'm grateful to those little guardian angels out there who come and save me in my hour of need.
But that's what I said to you. I said, you know, despite the fact that we live in London where the pollution is terrible and everything's very expensive and you can't park anywhere and you can't swing a cat and everyone lives in sort of smelly rabbit hutches. To quoth a friend the other day, she went, everyone just in London lives in smelly rabbit hutches. I said, yeah, I suppose.
Well, their bins are always just seeping, aren't they?
We also don't have a proper mud room. That's what I'd really like. You know, like a mud room. Like, what's it called, a mud room?
Where you put the wellies in the coats.
Yeah.
And I don't call it...
What do you call it?
Don't live in the country.
Anyway, my point is... Cloakroom. Cloakroom is something different. Anyway, the point is that because you're in London and because you're in a hubbub, you will always have someone that's no more than 20 minutes
But you know,
away
when
from
you me. Said that, I started to think about where my willing partner's willing parents live. And, oh my gosh, Melissa would be on call.
I suppose, Free would be on call. Yeah, yeah,
Michael and Minty. I mean, they were... those small communities...
Minty's a fun name.
Minty and Monty.
Minty is a fun name.
Yeah, Minty's nice.
Oh, I think it's quite cool for a girl, but I suppose for a boy it's sweet as well. But yeah, I have to say, yeah, so, you know, there really is always someone that can come to your rescue. But you just need to let them know.
Just need to give them a warning.
Well, I think, as you said earlier, I think you do need to have a WhatsApp. And you set up that WhatsApp group and then you can just write...
SOS, help.
Yeah, just SOS or just the S.
And then you can find my phone.
Yeah, I think that would work. Anyway, that's your winner and your dead duck. My winner...
My dead duck is my anxiety as a result has gone through the roof because I don't know when I'm out with my kids on my own. I just, if it happens here, where I'm always looking for, say, like, what if it happened here? What you know, you let the kids loose and then they start running in opposite directions. What if it happens now? They've got, you know, always
again,
catastrophizing.
I think what you need to do is wear a lanyard with what it is that you've got literally on it, because otherwise they just think you're a drunk mum. No, but I'm being serious. I'm not being funny. I just think you need something, or a badge. And just open up. Just flash your badge. And it says, I suffer from this. Hello, my name is Joanne Caroline. The photo. And then you say, just explain. So you can just shove it in someone's face.
This is what you do.
This is what you do. And then you put the... And you just give
sexy.
Them...
Sexy. Sexy.
Guys, again, any other suggestions, do write in.
If someone would like to just move in with me and be my full-time carer, I'd really, really appreciate that.
Don't mind the small child in bed with you. It'd be fine. Are you still in the bed with her? I mean, what's your senior arrangement?
Oh, no. She's been in her own room for a long time.
And
the willing partner is in with my son.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, she's on the floor in his room.
When's the last time a willing partner and you did Top Tail?
It's been a while.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
I mean. Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tune Out. Shirley's got lots of rotten carrots that she now brings over because you don't feed me. Well, I do have snacks, but she's brought...
My blood sugars are going to go
up. I'm holding up the most rotten looking of all the carrots that I wouldn't even feed my donkey. And she's got some cashew nuts that are source of fibre, sans faveur. And she's got empty Tupperware, which had, what was in there?
Strawberries.
Okay. I bought strawberries for you and I've got some snacks, some oatmeal, oat cakes. Anyway, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We shall be back soon. I'll be in Italy next week, hopefully.
Yes. Lovely. Ciao, arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
You've been listening to Mother Funk with Shirley and Shirley, otherwise known as Joanna Caroline and Pascal Wilson, produced by Mabel Productions. Tune in and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.